AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is continuing to ramp up pressure on Venezuela. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. In a social media post, Trump alleges the government of Nicolas Maduro is using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes, saying Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. Trump vowed it will only get bigger until the country gives the U.S. oil, land, and assets he maintains they previously stole from us. Venezuela's government has accused Trump of violating international law, free trade, and the principle of free navigation with what it calls a reckless and grave threat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Rhode Island released new video of the Brown University shooting suspect. At a news conference, Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez asked the public to review this new footage.
We want to focus on the body movements, the way the person moved their arms, the body posture, the way they work, they carry their weight. I think those are important movement patterns that may help you identify this individual, which is extremely important.
Two students were shot dead and nine more were wounded on Saturday. In Australia, funerals have begun for the victims of the mass shooting at a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach. The 24-year-old suspect has been charged with 15 counts of murder. His father, the second suspect, died at the scene. More rain and snow are forecast in Washington state. The Pacific Northwest is already dealing with record flooding after a week of heavy rain. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Penjwani reports on more travel restrictions from the White House.
The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include five more countries and impose new limits on others. The decision follows the arrest of an Afghan national suspected of shooting two National Guard troops over Thanksgiving weekend. In June, President Donald Trump announced that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from seven others would face restrictions. The Republican administration announced it was adding Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria. An additional 15 countries are also being added to the list of countries facing partial restrictions, including Angola, Benin, Gambia, Nigeria, Senegal, and Zimbabwe, among others. Haya Penjwani, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.